One of our top stories this morning, health insurance rates are going up across the board on Montana's individual marketplace in 2018. Montana won't be losing any major carriers, but the rates for each carrier are going up. Now, Montana Insurance Commissioner Matt Rosendale describes what to expect.
So the average, okay, on the individual market for the filings that have been approved for 2018 is Pacific Source is proposing a 7.4% increase. Montana Health Co-op is proposing a 4% average increase. And Montana Blue Cross and Blue Shield is proposing a 22.3% average increase.
And we'll get to Blue Cross here in a moment. With such variability, Rosendale says it's extremely important that Montanans shop around.
The most important thing that folks need to remember is to go out and shop these plans and make sure they are looking at their specific plan that they are interested in and see how that is going to impact the price that they're currently paying and what it's going to how it's going to impact the price going forward.
With the open enrollment period with the new prices will be starting November 1st through December 15th, Rosendale says his focus when discussing the different insurance carriers about their rates was insisting they be competitive. Well, let's talk about Blue Cross Blue Shield. 23.1%, the average rate increase across the board for health insurance plans from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Montana. I spoke with John Doran at Blue Cross yesterday. He said the rates released by the Montana State Insurance Commissioner yesterday are unchanged from the estimates received over the summer.
The average increase for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Montana is 23.1%. Now, 17.3% of that increase is directly attributed to the uncertainty in the ACA marketplace. If you were to remove the uncertainty, our price increase would be about 2.3%.
Doran referenced the fact that President Trump could be announcing soon that health insurance might be able to cross state lines to offer policies.
We just want to make sure that if a company in, say, Maryland is able to sell policies in Montana, that Commissioner Rosendale has the opportunity to ensure that the strong regulations we have in Montana to protect consumers are still at play. Now, we also want to make sure that Commissioner Rosendale and others make sure that consumers know their choices when it comes to the provider networks.
Blue Cross Blue Shield is one of the three insurers in the Montana ACA Healthcare Exchange. Billings fire officials believe a woman died after a fire started in her home. The Billings Gazette reports the woman was found dead yesterday. Family members contacted police for a welfare check after the woman did not show up for a lunch date with friends. Sergeant Riley Finnegan, a detective with the Billings Police Department, said firefighters noticed heavy smoke damage throughout the house but did not spot an active fire. Finnegan says foul play is not suspected in the woman's death. Three cats were also found dead in the house. Cause of the fire under investigation. Her name has not yet been released. Missoula police were called out to the Pavarello Center on Sunday for a report of 51-year-old William Gilmore, who appeared to be highly intoxicated, in an altercation with two men. At Justice Court yesterday, and Missoula Deputy County Attorney Mark Handelman asked Judge Landy Holloway for $25,000 bail.
Charges stem from the defendant becoming extremely intoxicated at the Pavarello Center and attempting to punch an employee in the face. When officers showed up, he lunged at them both. After they cuffed him, he tried to kick one of the officers and then violently headbutted one of the officers in the face.
And Handelman told the judge that Gilmore has a very extensive and colorful criminal history.
Two felony criminal mischiefs, 9 disorderly conducts, a PFMA, 2 thefts, 3 assaults, 5 trespass, a criminal contempt, possession of drug paraphernalia, public intoxication, resisting arrest, times 4, harassment, carrying a concealed weapon, tampering, and obstructing. So it's about 20 more charges that don't show a disposition.
And there was even more on top of that. Judge Holloway set bail at $25,000 and remanded Gilmore back to the jail. His next court appearance, October 24th. National Park Service statistics show more than 3 million people visited Glacier Park so far this year, making 2017 by far the busiest year in park history. The Flathead Beacon reported yesterday that 3.3 million people had visited the park through September, a nearly 13% increase during the same nine-month period last year. Last year, the park fell short of the 3 million mark by just 37,000 visitors. Total visitation in September, however, was down compared to the same month last year due to a fire that closed a large swath of the west side of the park, including the Going the Sun Road. A national survey finds that most employers have effective programs for accommodating workers with disabilities, but they often overlook recruiting and training practices that could expand employment opportunities. The survey released yesterday was conducted by the University of New Hampshire Institute on Disability for the New Jersey-based Kessler Foundation. It questioned 3,085 supervisors about hiring, training, and retention practices and their effectiveness for all employees with those and those with disabilities. Two-thirds of the respondents said their organizations have policies to provide requested accommodations to workers with disabilities, and nearly all of them rated those procedures as effective. But when it came to specific practices, several that were rated as highly effective, such as job sharing or partnering with disabilities groups for recruitment, were underutilized. Well, it's homecoming week at the University of Montana. Lots of events to come. Alumni Association spokesperson Jody Moreau looks forward to Friday.
That is kind of a big day. We have the Distinguished Alumni Award ceremony and panel. We're recognizing five fabulous alumni this year: William Finnegan, Harry Fritz, Rama Namani, Dr. Bob Syme, and Scott Wheeler.
And Moreau said Friday evening will be filled with fun activities both on and off campus.
We have the pep band, Monty Bonfire, the marching band. They let the students climb up to the M and light the M, and then we finish it off with fireworks. And then everyone heads to the Holiday Inn for the alumni social, and the marching band will be playing in the lobby, which is a ton of fun. If you've never experienced that, you got to do it at least once.
And don't forget the homecoming football game. Yeah, there is one. Saturday at 1 o'clock kickoff against the University of North Dakota Fighting Hawks. Our news talk time now, 6:12.
News Talk, KGVO.
Missoula's official weather station.
A passing cold front will bring scattered showers and breezy wind to the area today. Winds will gust up to around 15 to 20 miles per hour. Highs will be in the upper 40s, but with our low temperatures dropping to the freezing mark, we could see a brief mix of rain and snow early Thursday. I'm meteorologist Brooke Foster, KECI 13.